Mira.
Absolutely not, Norm said. Norm, poor Samantha. I feel very, very sorry for Samantha, he said solemnly. But I'll be goddamned if I'm going to lay out my hard-earned money to help that creep Simp. You wouldn't be helping Simp. He doesn't even live there now. He owns the house, doesn't he? It would be different if I thought he'd ever repay it, but from what you say, he's a loser and a stupid bastard, and I'd never see that money again. Oh, Norm, what difference does it make? We have plenty. That's easy for you to say. That money comes out of my hide. What do you think I do all day? What have I done all these years? I work as hard as you do. Oh, stop saying that. What do you mean? Come off it. Her voice rose wildly. Am I not an equal participant in this marriage? Don't I contribute to it? Of course you do, he said placatingly, but there was an edge of disgust in his voice. But you contribute different things. You don't contribute money. My work enables you to make that money. Oh, Mira, don't be ridiculous. Do you think I need you to do my work? I could live anywhere. I could have a housekeeper or live in a hotel. I support your way of life by my work, not the reverse. And I have nothing to say about how it's spent. Of course you do. Don't I give you everything you want? I don't know. I never seem to want anything. Do I complain about your bills for clothes or the kids' music lessons or camp? I want this then. I want $300 for Samantha. No, Mira, and that's the end of it. He stood up and left the room, and in a few minutes she heard the shower running. He was going out to a meeting that evening. She stood up too, and only then did she realise her whole body was shaking. She held on to the back of the kitchen chair. She wanted to pick it up. She wanted to race upstairs with it and smash open the bathroom door and crash it down on his head.